Next month, a primary election in Manchester will narrow down the field of candidates seeking to unseat three-term mayor Ted Gatsis. That race has been embroiled by Gatsis' recent decision to nix a contract with the city's teachers union. The move enraged the educators, who have been working without a contract and without raises for the past 2 years. It's given new ammunition to the mayor's rivals. Ted Seifer has more.
It was clear from the start of last week's Manchester School Board meeting that this would be no ordinary session. Members of the city teachers union crowded City Hall Plaza, chanting and waving signs, and then they filled the chamber to capacity. One by one, they lined up to address the school board, with Gatsis standing at the center podium. Maxine Mosley, a veteran teacher, posed a series of questions.
Is this the kind of city government that you want? Is this the person you want in the mayor's chair? You need to get up, register, and vote. And we need a new leadership in the city of Manchester. Thank you.
Of course, Ted Gatsis is used to taking flack. The former state Senate president is one of the state's most prominent and battle-hardened Republican leaders. But this year, in his bid for a fourth term as mayor of the Queen City, Gatsis faces two formidable opponents. And they're hoping the teacher contract will prove to be his Waterloo. Gatsis's decision to veto the contract not only incensed the teachers, but aldermen and school board members who backed the deal by large margins. Later in the evening, board member John Avard made a motion.
Through our unanimous vote in favor of this contract, we instructed you to go forward and represent our interest and our total support of this agreement. Instead, you represented the interest of your own political career. In consideration of your actions, Mr. Gatsis, and your failure to represent our interest, I move that this board vote no confidence in Theodore L. Gatsis as chairman of the Manchester Board of School Committee.
The board would support the no confidence motion by a 10-2 vote. Gatsis insists that his decision to reject the teacher contract has to do with finance rather than politics. He argues the city's tax cap simply makes the teacher contract unaffordable. Citing figures provided by the city's finance director, he estimates the contract will put the city around $700,000 over budget in its second and third years. That's when teacher raises of 5-7% kick in.
And when I look at that number and say, okay, we haven't done anything on the city side or the school side to add more teachers to the classroom, to buy more books, to worry about special education costs, if they've gone up or not, let's sit down at the table and see if we can't work something out that makes sense for not only a fair contract for teachers, but a fair contract for the taxpayers of this city.
Gatsis also bristles at the charge that he undervalues teachers.
I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you as mayor of the city of Manchester if it wasn't for a lot of great teachers that I had in school. So for anybody to think that I don't respect teachers, that's absolutely wrong.
Of course, Gatsis's critics have a very different view. They've questioned his calculations on the teacher contract and argued its costs can be absorbed within the budget. Joyce Craig, a veteran alderman, is a presumed frontrunner among Gatsis' challengers. Speaking as volunteers were busy preparing for the opening of her new campaign headquarters, Craig insisted the contract struck the right balance between increasing teacher pay while requiring them to pay a greater share for their health insurance.
And again, the concessions that were made on health care were the most that we've seen in years. And I think that after 2 years without a contract, and that this was a very fair contract, and it's something that we should proceed with.
Gatsis' other main challenger is Patrick Arnold, a former alderman who surprised many by coming within single digits of Gatsis in 2013. He tends to be more blunt.
Mayor Gatsis has a well-known my way or the highway style of governing, and his veto of a very responsible, very reasonable proposed contract for Manchester educators is the most recent example of that governing style.
But if history is any guide, Gatsis's opponents will have a tough fight. Gatsis has proven himself a powerhouse in Manchester, winning each mayoral election by comfortable margins. And his campaign has raised more than $250,000 over the last 3 months, its biggest one-time haul ever. Meanwhile, Gatsis insists he still wants to reach a fair deal with the teachers. But it seems highly unlikely that they will be willing to return to the table, at least until after the November election. For NHPR, I'm Ted Seifer.